Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Thank you, inept hero. Just got a text from a friend of mine. He's like, I got the COVID. Said his got the test. Said it felt like his arms and his wrists and his ankles felt like they'd been run over by a truck. So then first sign, like, ow, and it just drained. Man, oh, man. I now know quite a lot of people who have had.
Two-thirds of the people now, they say that two-thirds of the population know somebody that.
Oh, yeah. If you still don't know somebody, you're not communicating with too many people.
You've been really holed up.
And, you know, it's because people don't care anymore. Even last night, those Los Angeles, our boss Trip was at the World Series last night and watched his beloved Dodgers win the entire thing with an asterisk next to it, sports fans. Because what Coach Cash did with Blake Snell, if you're a baseball fan at all and you watch that, if you're a traditionalist like me,
yes,
and you're sitting there saying, I love old baseball, and we had ourselves an old-fashioned Donnybrook 1-0 super game that was going to last 2 hours and 30 minutes at its pace. And a World Series game with commercials and interruptions and all the nonsense are usually 4.5 hours long. So their best game is usually it's the biggest problem baseball has is it lasts too long.
Yep.
And their showcase games actually last longer than the games that last too long. Last night, on pace, Snell's given up no hits. And they go to this stupid computer analytics math situation to say, all right, he's going to face the order a third time through. He's only thrown this many pitches, but if he gets to a certain number, that's when he usually – they go to a computer and make the decision to pull this guy out. And within a half inning – was that same inning, right?
I think same inning.
We had a guy –
well, you pass ball.
You get a double that scores the go-ahead run, and then Mookie puts a bomb over late and 3-1. And you just have to be – you have to almost feel for Cash, the manager of the Rays. But
– no, you don't.
You know what? You're right, Brad.
No, you don't.
He did that.
That's him. You're a manager. You're supposed to manage. You know,
that's just
it's not all about computer. We were talking about earlier. It's not just about the computer analytics. You got to manage from the gut as well.
And when I lived in LA, I went to Dodger Stadium a couple times because I was unemployed and getting a severance package, which basically means I was 27 and I was retired. It was incredible.
Got a little taste.
It was. It's what built who I am.
Yeah.
It was just, this is the living. And people are like, what would you do if you didn't have a job? I'm like, I already know. I've done it and I love it.
I can fill the day.
Here's how I filled my days. I hung around cemeteries because Los Angeles cemeteries are amazing. They're beautiful. Hundreds of acres of dead bodies and museum pieces. And famous people. You walk by, there's Ted Knight. I loved it. Forest Lawn was a home away from home. And then I started to kind of figure out, hey, the Dodgers play right down the road from my house here, so I'll just shoot over. I went to a game where Kevin Brown and Bruce Chinn pitched a 1-1 game. What's the matter? Oh, I thought that was a signal.
I thought we were losing. Hold the spot sign up.
You're good.
I've never seen someone scratch their face with both fingers on two different sides. That was very
it's underneath my eyeglasses.
Very impressive.
Just,
but then you started to fade off. Well, yeah, because
you leaned over and I lost you.
You leaned over like you were falling out of the chair, and you're pointing your eyes like stroke.
I can't feel my.
It's the most distracted I've ever been. I was worried and I kept my story going for a second, but then you started to go out.
I'm sorry.
Did that not look like he's trying to signal us? Uh-oh, I've lost the power of speech.
Help me.
Anywho, but it was, I'm so worried now that might have been a thing. Doesn't remember. Bruce Chinn and Kevin Brown went 10 innings each. and this one game in the middle of June.
Barely remember that.
Oh, so
when he was with the Rangers?
No. It was the Dodgers and the Phillies.
And the Phillies.
And it was and Eric Caro hit a home run late, and the place just goes nuts. And I'm like, this is living. This is baseball. I think I was there for 2 hours and 45 minutes in an extra inning game. Flew by. And that was what was going on last night. And then they pulled him. And I got a text from a friend. Here's the admission, because I went back and I watched a lot of MLB tonight afterwards. I forgot the game was on. And I was watching The Bachelorette. My buddy Max goes, what do you think of Snell getting yanked? And I'm like,
oops.
Oops. Oh, this is the least manly I've ever been. I had to text him. I'm like, not watching. The Bachelorette's on, and that's a good one.
You're not the only one that forgot.
Yeah, I forgot about the game, too. I actually was excited about The Bachelorette. I had that podcast with Frank yesterday. I zoomed that, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to Total Wine and get my needs. And then get back here by...
Get my watching fluid.
By the time I get my watching juice and get back here in time for that Bachelorette. Oh, it's a good one. That Dale is nothing but trouble.
Guy says, why are you dissing the case price at Total Wine, John? You can do that and not be an alcoholic.
No, you can't.
So
you can
I
do
hear.
Cases. Yeah, no, you can't do it. Not with vodka. Not with any of the harder liquors. You can do cases of things, but you have to mix in some stuff and act like it's a party. When it's just one thing, people know, oh, he has a favorite, and he's drinking all of this himself. You don't have a party with 9 bottles of vodka. You mix in some of the other ones. Anyway, yeah, so baseball happened. But then last night at the end of the game, Justin Turner, who had a false positive test on Monday, turns out he was positive yesterday, and he's yanked. And then at the end of the night, there he is celebrating with the team, no mask on the field, positive COVID test. So all the Dodgers have it now. There's no way they don't.
Well, there you go. That just goes to show you it's all about the money. He has an inconclusive test on Monday, and they still let him play on Tuesday. Well, we'll see what happens. Oh, 7th inning? Okay, you're out now.
Yeah, exactly. They yanked him in the middle of the game and said he
was positive.
I don't
know if it's
all
about money. I think it's
that's money.
That's money.
I think that's
money.
All about playing.
No, that's money. The Dodgers are like, Dodgers we can't lose this. Now, Fox would have loved it to keep him out a day, although he didn't really have an impact.
So they can get a
7th game. But the Dodgers are like, we need this World Series right now. You can start selling some merch, guarantee yourself a thing.
Before
anyone else
starts testing positive.
We got to get this game done. And that's the other thing you have to think, is that if there was a Game 7, baseball would have played that thing if everybody was in wheelchairs and not told us a thing about it, because they're not getting all the way to Game 7 and then having a shutdown. Oh, could you imagine? But our boss got to see it, so he's going to travel all the way back here through all the ice storms and nastiness, and with COVID now.
Oh, great. He's bringing it to the building.
Yeah. I got the vits. Ooh. My aching bones. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm so tired. I'm just going to take one of Kirby's shoes, climb inside there, and
sleep
for a few days. No one will find me in that gigantic cavern.
14 hours of singing 80s songs.
Hit it, Brett. Brett found a song for Kirby that we're going to... Brady's in big trouble.
Keep walking, because your feet's too big. Yes, your feet's too big.
What's his name?
Fatsweller.
Fatsweller. Have you played this around the house for Kirby yet?
Every day.
Somebody just said they're writing a script now. Kirby D. Williams is Black Detective Soul. S-O-L-E. Oh, yeah. So Justin Turner gave the Dodgers all the COVID. Nobody cares. So that's when you start getting into that, oh, okay, so it only matters here and there. And they're all going
to
have
it. It'll be interesting to see, who gets it.
Will they
report that?
Will they tell us that the Dodgers' entire team? Well, after last night with him celebrating with the team maskless, now it's a story.
Well, I think they're more worried about, because the GM and was one of the O'Malley's there, or he was right next to him.
Was he? Oh, they're killing some old man.
Right next to the GM. And the GM is he's only in his 40s, but he's got pre-existing.
And Vin Scully can't be like part of the celebration. Well, you know they're going to roll
him
out.
That would be how Vin wanted to go out.
Yeah. All of them.
Watching baseball and getting COVID.
Getting COVID from Justin Turner.
And now I can check out a happy man.
Justin, give me a big old
Justin
kick.
Turner gave me the worst case of COVID ever.
Magic Johnson was there. But, I mean, that dude lived through AIDS, so he's not going to get anything.
Who would you hug first? Justin Turner or Magic Johnson? I don't know, Magic.
Magic Johnson.
What? Yeah. Who would you have sex with first, Magic or Justin Turner?
Justin's too gingery.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't do it either. Justin's those ginger butt flakes. Yeah. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. Ugh. But yeah, the
you'd receive Magic.
I think I'd take Magic just to see if I could if I'm immune. Herd immunity, you know? That's what people are all talking about. And then there's the other thing that I find hilarious. There's a model suing a guy, and then he's suing her back because she's an Instagram model, and she had some sort of a – I forget what it was, but she had one of those fake – everybody's got a shoot. Everybody's got a modeling shoot. So she's in on this thing. She's an Instagram model named Dayana Morina. She's got one of them big asses that everybody's so into nowadays.
Yeah.
And she goes over to this guy's place to do her Instagram modeling, right? And he gets his dog in. It's like the dog will be funny on the thing. And then he just encouraged the dog to hump her leg the whole time. And she was he sued her because he says, no, she was trying to sexually arouse the dog and kept fiddling with its junk. And she said, no, all this was a way for him to sexualize the situation and make that dog hump my leg and hump me all the time. So she's in her bikini. She's got it pulled up between her ass cheeks. Her big fake ass is hanging out of there. And all these pictures of her ass, and there's this big dog, this royal, I forget what it's a royal terrier, is humping her. And she's like, ah, so basically now if your dog humps a hot girl at your house, it's a Me Too movement thing. You can get Me Too'd by your dog now. They say Dayana says the shoot was a bait and switch for a perverse stunt. And by the way, Brett, it's one of your people. The guy's name is awesome, too. It's Tony Tatoni.
Then I believe his story.
My name's Anthony Tony Tautoni.
So he's Tony from
he's basically Tony, yeah. Tony, Tony.
He's good.
I'm Tony, right. Tony, Tony. Tony Tatoni. I own a Russian Royal Terrier. In the video, he was a bikini-clad model was getting humped. That ain't my fault. She was the one grabbing his dick.
Oh, off the lipstick.
Hey, what are you doing there, honey? That's a dog. Tony Tatoni. Anyway, she claims that... Tony kept encouraging, quote, the dog to her on camera in order for it to get to his IG account. That was what he thought. She said thought it was moronic, and yet she stayed, changed. She was initially sued by Tony, like she got sued first, because he claimed, hey, she kept trying to sexually arouse my dog. That ain't kosher. Me too. So Tony Tatoni and his dog Hef.
Oh, man, that's not good.
He says, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. You keep jerking my dog off. I'm going to sue your ass. She says, I'm the victim. So now she's suing Tony Tatoni, and he was the one sexually harassing her. In the suit, she also
allegedly
claims, exactly, Tony falsely reported her to the FBI, saying that she had a problem with dogs.
Bestiality.
And tried to grope her while attempting to get her in bed at the shoot. Through it all, her attorneys say that this is going to, It's a money grab for Tony Tatoni, and his lawsuit eventually was dismissed. But Dayana says she's racked up healthy and large medical or legal bills trying to sue over this. A dog humps your leg, you can't get over that.
He's Come like on. Hef would never do that. Now Flint, my other dog,
my other dog Larry, he's a little bit more aggressive. He's got one of them dog wheelchairs. Comes over to you, stands up. If he tries to paw you, he means it. Hef, he's just playing around, bunny.
So yeah, now a dog humping somebody can go to court, and I for one
you
am
see
just,
what happened thrown out
oh, no
missed.
His was thrown out, hers is not.
Yeah,
his was thrown out.
It'll get thrown out.
Yeah, you think
yeah,
somebody's gonna pay somebody
somebody
some
yeah somebody
oh because yeah. of Tony Tatoni.
Yeah,
I
damn
see.
Right.
I forgot Brett's angle.
You won't even have a chance finding a jury on this.
Don't worry. Yep.
So that's where I'm going with it.
This thing ain't going nowhere. Just a bunch of dog lovers sitting in that jury box. Yeah, it's just hilarious, though. But we can't have that. If you walk around with your ass out and get mad that somebody is attracted to it, you know, so long as they don't touch you.
Exactly. I mean,
nothing happens.
But there's where the problem's been. Some people feel like, oh, it's out. I can help myself.
But he didn't. His dog humped her leg.
Yeah, Hef went to town.
Right. That is not sexual harassment. That is a beast with the IQ of like a 4-year-old at best.
Yeah. It's a beast being a beast.
It's a dog being a dog.
It's a man being a man, let's be honest here.
Well, that too. It's also that. But we used to do that. My dog Brandy, a Weimaraner, when I was a kid, we thought it was hilarious because she had a thing for grabbing stuff, like blankets. She'd ball them up and then just hump the life out of them. And so me and my friend Mike Burkhart, he's a lawyer now. I don't want to throw him under the bus. Good man. But we'd crawl around and run from her on our all fours, and she would chase us. And if she got you, you're getting humped. And yeah. I mean gripped. And,
and you're just hilarious.
Mike and I, oh, we couldn't stop. That weak laughter,
yeah,
that
you
like you can't escape.
Yeah.
And now this dog is just, and it was a girl dog, so we didn't understand any what was going on. Just pounding the lights out of us. And then Mike would, like, you'd have to save your brother. So Mike would be like, Brandy would just crushing Mike. And Mike and I were both real skinny and small. This dog was probably about the same weight as us. And then you'd have to crawl in front of her while your friend's getting the life humped out of him. So she'd jump on you and take the heat off. And we did this for, I don't know, 7-8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Dog was in
Boy,
great
the
shape. Oh, they just flew by. We missed school. We didn't care. But it was just hilarious. Never once did Mike call and say, I've been sexually harassed by your dog. I'm like, you're the one crawling around with your ass up.
And the other thing is, I guarantee you, Hef, it doesn't matter. It's anyone's leg.
Absolutely. But it's, I mean, he
or
probably
any,
has
like
a thing.
Like you said, you could probably ball up the blankets and he would.
All I had, well, we had a game with my dog Chili called Hump the Monkey because she had this stuffed monkey. And it was the only toy that she just furiously had sex with. And I'm like, you want to hump that monkey? And she'd look at you like, oh,
do I
throw
ever.
This monkey on the ground, and all of a sudden there's this little terrier that's just a ball of hump.
I remember
it was the best.
Bruin, our golden retriever. I think my sister, it might have been Charlie, or but he was young, and same thing. He was crawling around.
How old?
He was like 4 or 5.
Oh, he's walking.
But he was just messing around, and Bruin jumps up on him as he's
handles
crawling.
Him.
And he can't get him off.
Did he
and
finish?
And so you're dying laughing because
boy dog's finished.
No,
that's the scary part.
He didn't.
That's why I don't like when boy dogs do it.
He
boy
was
dogs
fixed,
finish.
Too, but he was still.
They still doing. Make weirdness. Well, that's hilarious. See, I find it funny. And if she, and if, you know, if Tony Tatone's like, hey, you know what, my dog Hef, if you leave one leg off the chaise, you're going to get it humped. So watch this. I'll tell this model, hey, you get one knee up on that chaise lounge and leave the other one laying out like, you know, you're trying to get. I'll take some photos. And then Hef comes over and starts humping her leg. He knew he could put her in a position that would turn Hef on.
She's an IG model?
Yeah.
So this is just going to do nothing but enhance
her
clicks.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. She's going to get that many more.
Well, I never knew about her before. But she's got those weird I think the big ass phase of this generation is strange. And because I just find it odd. I like butts are nice, but I don't like this gargantuan butt thing right. That we got because to me it looks like they're pirate legs. They look like they've got two stilts. Their legs have to be proper. Like I look at the Kardashians' gigantic asses, and then their legs are these two. It's Mr. Krabs.
It's the soil in California.
Is that think, it? Yeah, just makes asses massive, and it doesn't affect your legs at all.
Yeah,
like your legs stay normal. But it's just these weird. So she's got that same thing. Like this girl's got a really big round butt, but her legs are so oddly skinny. Like
that
hers
doesn't
aren't
age
bad.
Well,
no, it can't age well. What's going to happen to these people in 20 years? Well, this big giant ass is going to just get real fat on it,
like a gut.
Oh,
it'll hang over. There'll be a crease in the under.
Oh.
Like a Dunlap.
And then those weird old lady butts that start to have a double butt. Ever seen old ladies that have side butt and then that weird drooping center butt?
It starts, yeah.
It starts
oh, yeah.
to look like the,
it gets soft.
It starts to look like the hook in a cow's nose. They're hanging on the bottom
yeah.
of their pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a prolapse or what's got just so much use, their ass just starts narrowing.
You
what's going to happen to their
quit
butts?
Quit working the legs.
You stop doing
start,
any
yeah,
work?
Squats and stuff like that.
I'm curious. That's one reason I want to live to a ripe old age, so I can see what happens to Kardashian asses in their 70s. Because Kim's ass in her 70s, the Khloe thing, I don't know. I don't know what life expectancy is for giant hobbits, but it can't be. I'll probably see what happens to that. But
she'll get a reduction.
Yeah, they'll get it cut.
They'll just
out.
Get a butt lift.
Yeah.
You need a crane to lift that ass.
I know, but they got the cash.
Anyway, I don't get the giant butts.
She's in an island right now avoiding the COVID. She's
I will say.
Blessed.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Who is?
Kim.
Oh, yeah, I know they're
she
doing very nice.
She came on and said, I'm blessed that I'm able to have an island that I can.
Yeah, that is nice. I don't care if COVID or not. I would write that down. I have an island. I think I may be blessed.
She needs an island for that ass.
Yeah, the ass is an island. Maybe she just laid down and the family plays on there. Just put a palm tree sticking out of it. The yeah, so I don't get the big butt thing. And I don't know who started like loving that most, but I will say this. When you see it, you can't take your eyes off of it. I've seen a couple giant fake asses. And I wonder in the 60s and early 70s.
Oh, yoga pants have helped out too.
But with
presentation.
The presentation. But it doesn't make it good. It's clownish. It's like clown boobs. Like when girls go too far with their boobs and they're way too big for their body and they look like they're not right. I've seen some giant implanted asses over by, especially by Lifetime Fitness on Camelback.
That you're like, that's got to be like, an implant.
Oh, Brady, you when you see it, you know. Like there's no fake in this. This is, you can just tell. It looks like something from another body. It's where the wild things are. You turn the middle page and a new ass is on the body. It's just this weird.
Yeah, if you
and
these point girls, it out, you're right.
You don't it's have to point it out. To you're just like, oh, well, there's one. And they're massive. There's a girl who works at a bar. I don't know if she still does, but I went with a friend of mine to a bar way before COVID, and we're both sitting there talking, and one of the bartenders goes by, and I'm like, did you see that? And he goes, how do you miss it? And I said, it's not attached to the right frame, and it sticks out a good, I'm not kidding, 8 to 10 inches on either side.
She wasn't a hurdler? And
you could see it from the front. You could see her butt sides from the front. No, she's not a hurdler. No, she ain't getting over anything. She's gravity-based. And I just don't find it. I don't get it. I like a nice little normal human butt.
It's track butt times 10.
Why are we so attracted to butts? That's the weirdest
They're
thing.
Magical.
When you start breaking down the philosophy of asses, they are magical. A nice butt, you're like, Jesus, that's a nice ass. And all it's for
breasts.
Is.
Same
yeah,
thing.
The breasts I can understand the Freudian aspect of. They give life.
That's animalistic.
It's mother. It's got the whole conjuring of giving. You know, their purpose is they're yours.
They're nurturing.
Asses never hate.
Those
you know, when you're a baby, you don't go feeding off your mom's ass.
Ugh.
Well, maybe you did.
Speak for
Sorry,
yourself.
Fellas. I didn't realize I was going to hit a nerve. So the ass only has one purpose, really, and that's to
presentation.
No, Brady, that's not it. It's to excrete filth.
Yeah.
Then we find it, we've sexualized it. You get into psychology and stuff of Freudian things. The boobs start making like, oh, well, unfortunately, this is all going to make sense later. Yeah, it kind of ties together. But the butt, I don't understand. And now it's an accentuation. Now it's make it bigger. Make me, because essentially it's like I poop the biggest. My ass is just huge. It's like, ugh. It's for pooping. And we can't get enough. I'm with you on it. But the giant asses, like that Kylie Jenner, 3 years ago, they had her just right. And now she's ballooned this thing out into some – she looks like she's a hot air balloon upside down. I don't get it. But Toledo, you kind of like that.
Yeah.
What, the Kardashian ass?
He likes a big giant ass.
I like a big butt.
I don't like
but a natural
I don't
one.
Like,
not,
I don't
yeah,
like a Kardashian ass. Yeah. Don't put that
and
on
you
me.
You can't take your eyes off of it. I'll tell you that. When you see one, you're like –
Hildy's got a bit of a big butt.
Does she have? She didn't have one of those, though. Does she?
Not one of those, no.
Yeah, and who knows?
For
she's
her
all
frame.
Look, she's all photoshopped
tiny,
and stuff.
She doesn't have big feet, is what you're saying, Brady?
She don't have big feet for sure.
Should we play a song?
Again? I also, yeah, I think I should get that song on. I think also I want to live long enough to see what happens to Kirby's feet.
I think we all do.
What if she has a disease where they never stop growing?
A disease? Oh,
no, that's
man.
Like that what Robert. Ludlow guy in Illinois that
cash and checks baby
yeah his bones
We're
never
on
sealed
the road.
So he was 8'11"
is he the dude they had to keep breaking his bones
well
to-
they've got that that's a real disease oh there
Daddy. Step right up see Kirby's flippers $5
play that doghouse music I love it
that's Daddy I need some more milk my bones hurt they just won't stop growing baby You need to take her up to Washington. Have her run around in the woods. People take pictures of her.
But to me, you ain't nothing but an old fox. Yes, you got me walking, talking, and squawking. Cause your feet's too big.
Yeah, your feet's too big.
That's hilarious. Did you have a talk with her, like to say, hey, it's all right?
I said, this has to stop. Cut
yeah, you got
to
close this up a little bit, huh? How about knocking it off?
No, it just, you know, it was going into Dick's to get a pair of shoes, fitting her up, and I'm like, wow.
You didn't notice their massiveness
before? Well, she kept saying the shoes that she has, because the past, 3 years.
Oh, my God.
You're changing shoes every 4 or 5 months. Sizes.
Man.
I just don't get it, man.
A lot of praying right now.
You're praying to have her feet
stop growing. Lord, please stop the growth of the feet.
So she's not shaving. These are the things that Brady's told us. She's not shaving. She's got a little bit of a mustache.
Little.
All right, you're right. And now she's got these giant feet.
This is the transition year.
Into what?
Oh, no.
And she's also now becoming a man. Is that what you're saying? Stop it.
There's going to be another chair available tomorrow. Ronnie's going to kill
him. Oh, you're done, yeah. Oh, we get double chairs. Daddy, I noticed you pee standing up. I want a piece of that. I think I can pull this off. You're so dead. That's the best part of this. And the feet thing is going to be the catalyst. I find it odd. I need a picture of these feet. People are asking, can we put that? I don't think that's a good idea. We're not going to put a picture of her feet on the internet. Because God forbid Rex Ryan gets hold of that. Next thing you know, lawsuits. It's 6:58. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Brett?
All right, on the Action Ride Shop board, we got, a lot of songs dedicated to Kirby this morning. Pantera Walk, Bad Religion a Walk, Foo Fighters Walk. Old Jer wanted to hear a whole lot of Rosie for Kirby.
Why?
What?
That's a song about jerking
big
off.
Big and too small and all of
the
lyrics.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then Rob Zombie, Jer. Super Beast for her feet.
Okay.
Body Count, Misfits, Danzig,
done, Brady.
Cold Chamber, Iron Maiden.
Okay, she's not going to Atlanta anytime soon.
Why?
Because at the dollar store, there's a guy that was
licking
feet. Right.
Yeah. You're at the dollar store and a dude's grabbing and licking your feet.
Oh, you're saying if he sees your daughter, he's done. There's a lot of feet to lick there.
Yeah.
And she can't get away.
<It's> like, he's going to call his homies up. Big feet doesn't mean you can't get away.
It does. It's like trying to reverse the Titanic.
What?
See, once those things get going one direction, you got to pump that thing.
Ahead.
Yeah. Full speed, half speed.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Reverse engines! Reverse engines! Meanwhile, the Lil Wayne lookalikes on the ground.
They can't get away.
She's just too big.
He would ask to take a picture of the feet first, and then,
excuse me, can I take a picture of you?
Oh, my dear Jesus, look at those things.
Reverse engines! Kirby just shuts down with her big 10 and a halfs. How big do you think they're going to get? Because she's not grown. She's not done. You can't have her in a size 13
men. I think they're tens.
All right, still. 10 men's for it.
But they are 10 and a half of men. And again, those wore Nikes that we got. I have to go a size up on Nike.
See, I'm not. I'm a half size down on Nike.
It's because of the width of my feet.
My feet are, you're bigger, wider feet than me, but I'm like according to the New Balance, I'm a D or a 4, whatever they call those. I got wide feet too.
That's a little, yeah.
I'm a D.
Yeah. I got squishy wide feet. Not like you. You've got Flintstone feet.
Yeah.
But
I'll blast out of a shoe.
I've blown the sides out of shoes. I hang over the edge of the sole. Drives me nuts. Like the edges of my shoes push the things out of the...
I had a complete Flintstone blowout
in
a tennis tournament. The whole sole
just opens from the bottom. That's just defective bastard shoes.
Had to have been.
Or you were wearing Kirby's and they were a little too big.
You had a Zion Williams?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
No, he's got a Zion Williams. Her name is Kirby.
Top.
Thank you.
She's dunking tomahawk dunks at laser
Zion Bogut.
Get those reinforced shoes.
Daddy, I think I need a pair of clogs. These are just not, nobody's holding these back.
You should get her in basketball. She's tomahawk chopping you.
A good father would bind those and geisha girl those feet up for her benefit in the future, because you can't have that girl.
Too late. I should have done that earlier.
No, you can do it now. Stop her at 10 and a half. 10 and a half men's shoe. In seventh grade, I was like she's got the boys crushed. That's a big-ass foot. Maybe just hope it gets up to, like, Bob Lanier size. You're going to make money off of this. I'm proud of it.
How big was Bob Lanier?
22.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I think Shaq's up there, too. But Shaq's
he's bigger.
7'4", 7'3". So, yeah, Bob Lanier was tall, but not like that. 22. I sat next to Bob Lanier were you with me? At a Suns game? I don't remember. But he was across the aisle in one row up. And you couldn't miss those things. They were clown shoes. And he's a big man, and it still stood out. Like, these feet were, I'm dead, probably close to 22, 23 inches of foot.
Damn.
It was huge. It was two rulers. It was just massive.
Were you at Houston's with me when Shaq was two tables over? The Lakers were in town, and we were having lunch there. And I'm like, gosh. And you just look under the table.
It's just gigantic. Yeah. What were you looking under the table for? His feet?
I saw him like, that's a table for four right there.
Mm. Anyway, I don't know what we're doing. What do you want to do? I think there's so many.
I mean, we already did Fats Waller.
You know, Fats Waller's good. Let's do Run to the Hills.
You're going to do Maiden, huh?
I'm going to do a little Maiden. Well, you know what? I try to keep it. I don't have to like it. I know people out there do. So we'll go a little Run to the Hills. And then Brady can stand back and charge admission as he sends her out into the woods.
It is 7. He is going to be running to the hills soon if we keep this conversation up.
He's clamming up now.
Shut your bile.
Everybody's up. But I say discourage the shaving. You've been trying to get
that.
No, discourage it.
That's already.
You've got a moneymaker, man.
The wheels are already rolling on that one.
What does that mean?
She's asking for a razor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't you put the heat on, though, right? Well, you got to get this
A little
off.
Bit, yeah, both.
She's fuzzy.
Double parent heat.
Don't buy that razor. And let her.
You want her to grow out the forest?
And then you take her up to Flagstaff and start running around.
Get her an epilady. She'll never want to shave again.
$20. You can hunt the daughter. Hunt the daughter. She's out there somewhere, folks.
Do guides. You got guided tours where Bigfoot lives.
I'll be the guide.
Daddy, I'm over here and I'm cold.
Quiet down, Kirby.
You don't say daddy.
Shut up. You can't say daddy. They'll know we're scamming.
Oh, listener rodent, you know what they say about people with big feet.
Yeah, big shoes. That's what we say. We'll talk about that privately, listener. You know what they say, Daddy? Big hands, big feet. Pretty soon I'm going to have to show you my daddy, and it ain't pretty. Oh, I love it. I'm going to adopt her.
I don't even get boss from her. Out of the way, little man.
Pardon me.
What's this big pile of wood in the middle of the room?
That used to be our coffee table, but I stubbed my toe. I blew it into splinters, Daddy. Hey, I made some wine in the backyard. 1,000 gallons. Oh, my God.
I might get it. That's a great idea.
You get a little bucket of grapes. And you got to get a big bucket. Sideshow Bob can't get in there. Oh, my God. I want to buy her some clown shoes. Why do you tell me this stuff? You know I'm a dick.
I'm used to it.
Damn it, man. You started it. See Kirby walking around in clown shoes from Uncle John? That would be phenomenal. The old man knows how to make a comfortable friend. Look at this guy, the gifts. Can you buy clown shoes? There they are. I'm getting a pair of those. Sideshow Bob shoes. Oh, my God. How much are clown shoes?
I don't know. This website's a little
slow. They got to be $1.50.
About 20 bucks.
What? Those are plastic.
We can pick those up in 2 hours.
I don't want
Brady, you're looking for quality?
Ones. I want some nice.
Oh, you want some quality?
I want some nice cold hot clown
some $80 ones.
That means you're going to make her wear them.
There you go.
I'm going to wear them. Now you're talking.
We can save 10% too.
That is solid.
I'm gonna laugh.
I'm wearing those.
I know. I'm gonna laugh all morning at your face telling me
I shouldn't say this. Kirby has the biggest feet in the house.
Why do you tell us this stuff? We have to use it. Oh, sorry. Run to the hills.
You're a great crowd.
You're a great crowd. Thanks for sharing, Brady. It's a lot.
Oh my gosh. Shut the front door.
Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.